This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And it is time for our weekly health minute with DaVita Medical. And joining us is primary care physician, Dr. Daryl Lowe. Hello, doctor. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Renee. I'm good. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. And of course, you know, today's weather doesn't really fit our topic for the day, but spring,
I know.
Springtime fitness and wellness, getting out and enjoying spring, right?
Absolutely.
So what are some top tips for spring?
Yeah. So what I'm going to talk about today, and I know everybody knows this, but I'm going to talk about the benefits of exercise. My 12-year-old makes fun of me all the time because every time he's stressed or he hurts or he's bored, I tell him, go exercise. And he's like, Mom, you think exercise fixes everything? And I really, truly do. So obviously, exercise controls weight. Studies have been done to show the reason why we gain weight with age is because we're less active.
Right.
I know that when I was a kid, I used to exercise 2-3 hours a day outside running around. Obviously, it reduces the risk of heart disease and diabetes. It can actually help you quit smoking if you're trying to quit smoking. It reduces cravings, and then it'll help prevent that unwanted weight gain from quitting smoking. It improves mood. It improves sleep. It's really about the only thing that improves or prevents dementia. Exercise will stimulate the body to release proteins and chemicals that actually help the brain think better.
Mm.
It strengthens your bones and muscles. I call it the WD-40 of joints. When patients have arthritis and pain, exercise will actually help. Every time I get achy, I just exercise and my pain goes away. And I can always tell when I haven't exercised because I'm just more achy and hurt all over. It reduces cancer. Colon cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, reduces the risk of falls, especially as you get older. It can improve libido and your desire to, be with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
It can improve your chances of living longer. I mean, it absolutely is the fountain of youth drug. So if people are out there trying, you know, they're doing their Botox and they're trying to stay young and they're taking supplements, exercise is the fountain of youth drug, and I strongly recommend it.
And if someone is really trying to get more active, of course not recommended, doctor, to just run out and start doing like a marathon.
Right. There's actually a book called Couch to 5K, which is an excellent book for patients who are not used to exercising. They can read it to help them. But, you know, it's important to find stuff that you enjoy doing, because if you don't enjoy exercising, you won't do it. And you don't have to belong to a gym to exercise.
Right.
So you do need to be creative. So walking the dog, while that's better than doing nothing, it's not really exercise. I tell patients to try to exercise at a minimum 30 minutes, 5 times a week, 60 minutes if they can. They really need to get their heart rate up. They need to be sweating. You shouldn't be able to talk comfortably to a friend while exercising. And it needs to include a combination of aerobic exercise along with flexibility training and weight training. And as you get older, that weight training and stretching becomes more important. And it doesn't, and like I said, you can be creative. You can, go outside, and if you have a hill, you can run up the hill, walk down the hill, run up the hill, walk down the hill, do some push-ups and planks and squats and tricep dips if you have a box or a bench. I mean, you can be creative. You don't have to belong to a gym, and anything that you enjoy doing. And I tell patients to vary it up. One day walk, one day bike, one day run, one day lift weights, just so you don't get bored with what you're doing.
Well, and he also brought up a kind of a good point, doctor, is, hey, and involve family or friends. See if they'll go with you to do this and partner with you.
Absolutely. It's fun, especially if you have a friend who's counting on you, maybe getting up and getting out of bed. You're more likely to do it instead of hitting snooze.
So, doctor, where can folks get more information about getting motivated this spring, get out, exercising tips, tricks, all that stuff?
Well, golly, there's just tons. I mean, there's tons of body fit places that patients can join. The Y is a wonderful location. They have trainers on staff. You can just go online and Google, I'm trying to get in shape. What do you recommend? There's a wonderful book called A Younger Next Year. And it's all about reversing your biological clock through exercise. The information out there is limitless. And it's just a matter of getting motivated and setting some goals. And let's be realistic. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's going to take months to maybe get into shape if you're not in shape. And to not stress out too much about it. That's the other thing. Stress is very detrimental to someone's health, and you can't get too stressed out about it. So do what you can. It's better than nothing. And as you start exercising, you'll enjoy it, and they'll just become more of a routine. And then before you know it, you'll be back in shape and exercising 5 days a week.
Perfect. And Dr. Lowe, if folks want to reach out to you or other doctors with DaVita Medical, what is the best way to do that?
The best way is to go to DaVitaMedicalGroup.com. It has all the contact information for our providers with a phone number for calling to make an appointment. And you can look for a location near you, look for a provider that has openings. And then I do want to give a plug, the Monument Medical Clinic up, or the DaVita Medical Clinic up in Monument, we're getting a new female family physician in July. And so she'll be looking for patients, and we'll have plenty of access and availability.
Perfect. Dr. Darrell Lowe, it has been great talking with you. Thank you so much. And if you want to hear any of our weekly health minutes with Dr. Darrell Lowe, go to KRDO.com, look under the radio tab, click on podcasts, and you can catch up there. Dr. Darrell Lowe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is
Have a great day.
You too. 6:43 now, KRDO's Morning News.